Hello, podcast listeners, and welcome to another episode of Living Well with Kathleen Saunders, your weekly podcast where we discuss the financial, physical, spiritual, and social well-being of everyday people like you and me. The information shared in this show is for general information purposes only and should not be used to make any personal changes to your lifestyle or health without consulting the appropriate financial, medical, or healthcare professionals. My guest today is Kristen N. Janes, fondly known as CJ. Kristen is a mindset and transitional coach for individuals going through a professional transition, be it starting a new business or a new career. She has a BA in psychology and a certification in solution-focused therapy and has worked her way up to a leadership role after entering the corporate world. Once in that role, one facet that gave her great fulfillment was coaching her team on their personal growth and professional development to move up within the organization. After over a decade of guiding each person to confidently apply their newly discovered or developed skills to take on a more challenging and fulfilling role in their careers while living balanced personal lives, something clicked for her. She made a decision. It was time for her corporate journey to end and started to will the universe to get laid off. And it happened. Without hesitation, she returned to school to start her own transition into becoming a certified life skills coach. Deciding on a new niche was easy because she knew that she wanted to continue helping people in transition, walking their true purpose. It was during her own transition, which became a journey to self-awareness, that CJ started asking herself questions that she felt were important to address if she wanted to feel more fulfilled. And she started to pay more attention to the importance of understanding mindset. Now, through the Emotion Into Motion module, she highlights the benefits of finding balance between personal development and professional growth by understanding how much our experiences, emotions, mental blocks, and limiting beliefs can influence our thoughts and impact our actions. Ultimately, how we show up in our businesses or careers. She helps her clients take their mindset from struggling to strategic by overcoming obstacles like discomfort or navigating the stages of loss and get the necessary clarity to approach their new path strategically through effective planning and goal gettings so that they get the results that are aligned with their values. Welcome, CJ, and thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to chat with you.
I'm really, really looking forward to hear you speak on the topic of honoring your emotions. So tell me, what exactly do you mean by that?
It is, it's really about being able to tap in and check in with how you are feeling. Understanding that regardless of the situation, regardless of our mindset, knowing there's a connection between how we feel and that impacts what we think and ultimately what we do. So checking in, you know, you're feeling a certain way, asking yourself certain questions. I like to say the six W's are how, when, where, why, and mm-hmm. who, and going where you might not usually go because there's certain things that we might avoid about our emotions. Some of them tend to be labeled as negative emotions, especially if it's sadness or anger. But if you can understand where and check in with yourself and understand where these emotions are coming from, what the triggers are, and how to address them, and really get clear on how you're feeling, that would also help you with moving through your next steps and what you're thinking and then what you're going to do.
Awesome. So can you take us through that process?
For sure. So it's honoring your emotions. What I like to do when I have any discussion with anyone, any client, it's also being able to show and give yourself grace, giving yourself that permission, understanding that there are certain things that we simply have absolutely no control over. But also once we acknowledge what we don't have control over, we ask ourselves what we do have control over. And what we do have control over are our thoughts and our emotions, mm-hmm. how we have no influence, we have no control over how someone acts,
right.
But we do have control over how we react.
Right.
So before we even react, looking at, you know, if something angers you or saddens you, like, what, you know, why am I allowing this person or what this person said to me to impact me in this way? Where is this coming from? Did something like this happen in my past? Is this something I need to address? Is this a one-off? Is, you know, if I encounter another situation like this, something similar to this, how am I going to react to it? And just constantly checking in with yourself.
Awesome. So tell me something though, while a person's actually going, this is going to be something that's learned though, right? Because I personally don't think if I'm going through the emotion at the time that I'm going to remember everything that you've just said.
It's true. I completely, and it can be learned, and I can speak from experience as well, and just really understanding mindset and, you know, that journey to self-awareness. Just giving yourself a moment to check in. It could be a fleeting moment. You know, you have, if you know there could be consequences to your reaction, or your reaction would might even worsen the situation, just get, wait one moment, let me check in, right? And just, right. And then you pause. You actually have to pause, like I just did on the call there.
Yeah.
And saying, is it worth it? Is it worth it? And what, you know, how I'm going to react? Is this, is it true? Is it true to my character? Is this something that I'm going to have to deal with later on? I'm going to have to carry this. Is it worth it?
Is that sort of also like the expression you might say, you know what, let me just stick a pin and just hold that thought for a minute, and then you kind of regroup, you kind of process what that, what just happened.
Right. Okay. And it, of course, you know, it depends on the situation. It depends on the person.
Right.
Some situations it would be a lot easier to take the step back and say, okay, I'm not going to react. Ultimately, it's not that we don't want to react. It's we just want to ensure we react in a way that is favorable for us.
And appropriate.
Because when we do check back in with ourselves after the situation has passed, and you evaluate almost like, is did I handle that correctly? Did I handle that to the best of my ability? Did that work in my favor? Was it worth it? What was in it for me? It's not necessarily about being selfish, but it's really about your inner guidance. And checking in and asking and constantly, I'm always checking in. So even for me now going on this journey, something comes up and I'm like, but why would that happen though? Where did that come from? And is this, should this be something I'm dealing with right now? Should I even let it bother me? And I just find myself going through that process. So it does to a certain degree, it is learned, but it does become a lot easier with time.
And I guess there might be different reasons to why a person might feel that way. Maybe it could be something, like you say, triggered from the past or another experience of some sort.
It can be. There could be triggers. This is why I like to talk about also mental blocks and limiting beliefs. If there's something that we haven't necessarily dealt with, and it could be from our childhood, it could be from our formative years, but if we didn't address it at the time, and we think of it almost like sweeping something under a rug.
Right.
And ultimately, if you keep sweeping things under a rug, eventually you're going to trip over that mound that has been formed in the rug, and you're going to ultimately have to deal with it anyway.
True.
So instead of sweeping it under the rug, you see it there. I like to use analogies a lot. You see it in front of you, like, what's this? Where did this come from? How did it get here? What should I do with it? You know, what do I need to do to ensure it doesn't come back? Instead of just sweeping it under, avoiding it, which is a lot of times what we are to a certain degree taught or conditioned to do, especially with the negative emotions.
And then that's when you build up and then
Exactly. And you don't want to get to the point where there's that build up and you don't necessarily know how to deal with it when you are in a situation where you could have reacted a lot better and a lot more favorable.
If you addressed it earlier.
Right, exactly.
I hear you. That's interesting. So do you have any scenarios that maybe you can walk us through on maybe how to diffuse the situation or handle ourselves in that situation?
Handling, it's more, it comes down to what I just mentioned, knowing the things that you have control of and the things that you don't have control over.
Right, yeah.
Okay. There's just some things we don't have any control over it. Once we can really accept that and let that go, looking at the current climate that we're dealing with right now, and there are a lot of things that we had to relinquish control. And we had to go with the flow, or we had to adapt, or we had to pivot. We had to acknowledge, we had to accept that there's nothing I can do about this.
That's right.
But the but the things that I can control, what do I have control over? I have control over how I react. If there are the days when, and I always like to say to my clients, if there are the days you do not want to show up, you wake up that day and you're like, not today. Then you don't show up and you give yourself
right.
that permission.
Yes.
Say, today's not today. Today's not the day. Tomorrow's a new day.
Yes. Start fresh tomorrow.
Start fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself that grace.
Right.
Give yourself that permission. We have a really, really, really hard time allowing ourselves.
I like
giving
that. Self-permission. I like you, that word. Yeah.
Yeah, just give you new feedback. It's okay.
Yes.
It really is okay. You had no control over it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no control over it. And really asking yourself, what do I have control over?
True. Yeah.
And when you ask yourself that question, you realize, huh, it's really certain things within yourself, of course, and then within your reach. And then you really work from there. You take it one day at a time, one task at a time, one step at a time, as cliche as that sounds, we just have to be able to give ourselves permission.
Mm-hmm, I hear you. So, you know, pandemic is actually a very good one because I'm sure there's a lot of people's who emotions have gone high.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of stress factors that are associated with this pandemic, whether it be unemployment, having to work from home and not wanting to, or wanting to work at home and can't, the whole social distancing aspect, you know, you don't know who's got the virus. Do you know what I mean? So that on its own is another stress. And exactly what you said, how you respond to your emotions can really help diffuse the situation, help you be calm in the storm, so to speak.
Exactly. If we were told, you know, to stay away and to stay at home,
yeah.
that, you know, do our part to get the pandemic under control.
Yes.
We didn't have the actual spread of it under control. But if we did our part, if it meant staying at home. So for a lot of people, that was hard, you know, not being able to see, especially your loved ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, what was beautiful about it is that people got really, really creative. Because they found there are other ways that we can keep in contact.
Exactly.
With our loved ones.
Yeah.
I can't go to see them right now. All right, let's jump on a video call. Let's send a message. You know, we can send each other pictures. This is only temporary. There's nothing else we can do about it right now. So what can I do in this situation to make myself and those around me feel better?
True. Yeah, I like that. It's true. It really did open up different avenues of communication, of networking and working together, whether it be at church, at work,
mm-hmm.
you know, it had its negatives, but it also had its upsides.
It did.
Too, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's some those negatives, when those negatives did come up, when those emotions did come up, it gave us we had a little bit more time to spend with those emotions. And a lot of people learned really about themselves. So like you said, there were a lot of negative things, but some beautiful moments came out of it as well. And I've had some really great conversations with people just around, you know, mindfulness and, you know, being more self-aware and realizing, you know, if we didn't get this quote unquote break, you know, they would have still been on, you know, spinning on that wheel and wouldn't have realized that they needed to take that step back for themselves
mm-hmm.
and check in to see, okay, what do I really need to live the life that I'm meant to live?
Right.
Now that I have this time to and with myself, let's figure that out.
Okay. So, you know, with this whole honoring your emotions, again, I guess you're saying it's okay to have the emotion that you're feeling, whether it be negative or positive, feel the emotion and then release it, let it go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. You acknowledge it. If you are angry, and anger is an emotion many of us do not like to deal with.
Right. Yes.
And right. And so even for, I'm using myself as an example. I was like, that really upset me, and I don't like to be upset. I don't like to feel this way, but it's not something, if I push it down, if I don't deal with it now, it's going to come up and at the most unlikely time. And I don't want that to happen.
Right.
I'm angry right now. This is temporary. Why am I angry? Why did I cause it to make me angry? What do I need to do to feel the way I want to feel? Maybe it's a conversation. Maybe it's just acknowledging the anger. A lot of times, like, I'm angry. I don't want to be angry. And it's working through that. So I like to say another analogy is we let the anger in. We say, all right, anger, you can come in. Don't take your shoes off. Stay by the door. Okay. You know, let's deal with this right now so you can go so I can carry on with my day. But it's just really about acknowledging it. I'm angry. I don't want to be angry. Yeah. How do I want to feel? What do I need to do to get to being happy again and feeling joyful? Working through it, acknowledging it. That's why I say honor your emotions, every single one of them. You honor them, you acknowledge them so you can move past them.
I hear you. So what about the whole idea? Let's stick on the anger for the minute. Mm-hmm. You know, you often hear that you shouldn't go to bed angry.
Right, yeah.
How, you know, suppose you get angry just before it's time to go to bed. What do? You just kind of, and you want to hold on to that anger type of thing. Is this now a self-taught that you've got to talk yourself through it and, you know,
right,
what you just said?
Right. And, in these cases, some people like to journal, okay, write out the feelings. Yeah. Just to get it out of your system.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Right? Or if you know you don't want to wake up angry, and who does?
Exactly.
Who wants to go to bed angry, right?
But or you even have to remember to be angry, right?
Right, exactly. So if you know something angered you just before you were to go to bed,
yeah,
you probably won't even be able to fall asleep right away anyway. True. If you're in that state.
You'll be replaying.
Or you're in that mood, right?
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
It'll have to be acknowledged. It'll have to be addressed, be it with, you know, someone else or with yourself. Right. I suggest, you know, writing out your feelings. It doesn't necessarily have to be a journal.
Yeah.
Even if you have a notebook and you just write down, this is what happened. This is why I'm angry. I don't necessarily want to deal with it right now, but I had to get this out so I can get a good night's rest. I'll pick up from this tomorrow.
That's
after
a good
night's rest.
Yeah. I really like that. I do keep a journal, and you know, that's a good one. I say anger before you go to bed because I'm married, and I know often I can very easily go to bed and not want to talk to my husband. Do you know what I mean? I'm angry at him. Sometimes you don't even want to be in the same bed as him.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, it's not good to hold on to that anger. So, yeah, I guess we have to try and make up before you close those eyes and discuss it. Talk it through, as you said, right?
That talk would be it through. Talking or at least just saying, you know what? I'm a little upset right now.
Yeah.
I know we're going to bed. We want to get a good night's rest. I didn't want to go to bed with this, you know, sitting on my heart that I'm upset. But you know what? Maybe let's talk about it tomorrow. So okay. Now at least you've kind of acknowledged it. You've acknowledged the anger.
Yes.
And it's almost like it doesn't have as much control over you,
right,
as it if you didn't acknowledge it at all.
So it's not weighted on you.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
That's awesome. That's really good. Yeah. So tell me a bit about maybe understanding things that we cannot control then.
Understanding the things we cannot control. This comes back to not necessarily just understanding the things we can't control, but when is this something that's in front of you and you know, no matter what you do, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, you know, us being told you have to go on lockdown and we had to do our part in order to get this under control. So what do I have control over? You know, the things we know the things we don't have control over. We really do. Is sometimes I feel like we put ourselves in positions where we take on too much.
True.
Right. And then some things can be taken away from us depending on, it could be the position within your employment, your job, or your position at home. It could be something where you are always the take charge type of person and you always have to figure things out and you don't really know how to share that burden or that responsibility. It's also remembering that you have to be able to let some things go.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to really, really grow, in order to let it grow, you have to let some things go. Is it, and like I said at the beginning, is it even worth it?
True, yes.
And just coming back and saying, and then the things you have control over or you don't have control over, asking if something is true or not. Like, do I need to have control over this right now? Like, what does this get me if I remain or I try to get control of this? who is going to benefit from me being in control right now? Over spending to instead of spending time on the things you do have control over, your thoughts, your emotions, how you react, how your relationships with the people around you, how you contribute to those relationships. Those are the things that you have control over, immediate control. The bigger, grander things, the things that we usually don't have control over, it's almost like we let that those things get control of us. So acknowledging, letting it go, trusting the process. This is not for me. What is not for me is not for me. Because as we know, what is for you will not pass you. So if
Definitely, yeah.
something is definitely meant for you
It will
and
be.
meant to, you're right, it will be. It might, maybe the timing might be off. It might have to go loop past you and loop around and come back to you. But if it's meant for you, it will happen for you.
I agree. I believe that. I still believe
Right?
that.
Yeah,
That's
for sure.
awesome. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. So, desired outcomes versus actual outcomes. Explain that one.
That comes down to the goal setting piece. Something I call it goal getting, and the goal getting system, because we can all set fantastic goals. It's all about the plans we put into action to get us to accomplishing the goals. When we do set a goal, why are we setting this goal? Understand the why behind that goal. Why did you set this goal? Why do you feel like you need to work on that right now? Is this what you should be focusing on? And if the yes, you can answer yes to all those questions. You can answer the why. Okay, so what are you expecting to happen? What is your desired outcome? I set this goal. I went from A to B to get to C to E, because D to E, because I want to get to F, and this is what F will look like. But once you start to work through the goal, the actual outcome could be completely different from the desired outcomes. But because you had a desired outcome in mind, and now you have this actual outcome, it gives you an opportunity to evaluate. Maybe the actual outcome is more fitting to the goal that you had set. It's, we have certain ideals, but because they're ideals, we have to ask, are they even realistic? Why was this my desired outcome? If you look at your actual outcome, what could I have done differently? Who do I need to speak with? Who do I need to ask for help? Or do I need to work, spend more time on point C before I go to point D? Why was this my actual outcome when I wanted this to happen? We could think a lot bigger, which is great. And I always say, you aim high. Why not? But when you get the actual outcome, how do you feel about it? Is it aligned with your values? Does it make you happy that you have these results? Because even when you start to get the results, are these the results that you actually did desire?
I hear you. Wow. Very good information there. And going back a little bit to honoring
Honoring
your
your,
emotions,
yeah.
I'm going to stick on that because I find that quite interesting. It is okay to feel that anger. I'm going back to anger again. It is
Of
okay
course, yeah.
to feel that anger, that you could go to bed, say, I'm angry right now. This is how I feel. But we can address it tomorrow. When does that not become a good thing to, have that linger on for too long? When is that kind of not healthy?
You usually know, because it starts to spill into your day to day. And with especially with anger, if it's something we try to ignore, I find it hard to ignore anger or suppress it. I used to, and that's a funny thing. I used to be really good at suppressing anger because I didn't want to upset those around me. I was just always acutely aware of everyone else's feelings. But then with suppressing that anger, what was that doing for me? And I wasn't benefiting from it. So when you start to realize that you're not benefiting from something, and it could just be that you need to pray on it, you need to speak to someone else about it, and just have another outlet, someone who's objective. The actual process itself is very relative. Like everything I find with a lot of things, especially with your emotions, the actual process and how we work through that process, it's subjective. It depends on the person. If they're ready, where they are, how they're dealing with it, how they've dealt with it in the past. They might have to learn new behaviors in order to deal with it. So the actual process can take a little, it can be a little bit longer, or it can be faster depending on the person. But I feel like knowing how that when it becomes too much, you tend to know, but we tend to want to suppress it even more until we might even explode, especially when it comes to anger. And we get to the point where we can't suppress it anymore. And you might have that outburst. And you're like, whoa, where did this even come from? It could be something as small as, you drop something and you completely blow up. And you get to that point, you're like, this didn't warrant this kind of reaction. Where did this even come from? What have I been holding on to? What have I been suppressing that would get me to the point where I'm having such an explosive reaction to something this small? And then you usually know, they usually are the signs to tell you, I can't handle this anymore.
Sure. And even maybe an outburst of just all of a sudden crying too is another build up, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I do believe in a good cry too. Sometimes you might just need to cry,
Yeah, that's
but just
true.
somewhere, an outlet, some kind of outlet.
Whether it be journal writing, crying, speaking to someone else, even
Yes,
taking a
some
walk,
way
maybe.
just acknowledge it and honor it.
And acknowledging it's a good part of maybe not heal, would you say healing or just handling it?
Being able to handle it will contribute to the healing,
True.
because once you start to learn how you need to best handle it, that will contribute organically towards the healing process, especially if it's something that you didn't necessarily acknowledge or address before. And now here you are, understanding that if I really want to grow, and if I really want to walk in my purpose and live the life that I'm meant to live, I have to understand there are things that are going to come up that I don't have control over. There are people that I'm going to encounter in my life that I might not necessarily like, or they might not like me. How am I going to deal with that to be able to continue to grow? And once you're checking in, you're tapping in, you're honoring, that organically will contribute towards the healing process as well.
Awesome. That's great. Good. What else do you speak to your clients on in regards to helping them when you're helping them get through an issue?
Getting through an issue, and it's because it's really about the emotional intelligence. So it's not it's yes, it's about honoring your emotions, but also and how you react to others and other situations, but also being aware of those around you and how your behavior or how your beliefs or the things you're saying can impact them. So it's almost like a give and take. So when you are checking in with yourself and your emotions, are you also aware of those around you? And if it, especially if it's somebody who is as important to you, and are the things that I'm doing, the things that I'm saying, is that impacting their mood? Are they acting this way towards me because of something I said to them? Which one of us is acting? Which one of us is reacting? And just it's so that the emotional intelligence piece really does come back to knowing there are different emotions and we handle all these emotions, these different emotions differently. And also those around us, acknowledging that those around us may need more time, less time, and being able to communicate that. So with acknowledging it, it's the communication with yourself. And if though there are others around you, the communication with them. And if that's the communication is an important piece, when do I listen? When do I speak? What am I saying? What are they saying to me? If they say something to me that hurts me or angers me, am I able to communicate that to them effectively so that we can move through this process more seamlessly, move through the walk down that path together? So when it comes to what I talk about with my clients, it really, I just like to remind them to, it's okay, give yourself that permission. And going back to the six, the how, when, where, why, who, and asking each question and asking that why 5 or 6 times and really digging. And I like to say, I ask those difficult questions. I ask the questions that we usually do not want to answer, the things that we usually try to avoid, try to suppress. I will pick up on it, And I will say, I have to ask you something. You don't have to answer it, but this will now give you the opportunity to think about it. If you want to discuss it with me, by all means, we can discuss it with me. If you feel like you need some other type of mental health professional, I can help you find the right resource, and I can go through that process with them depending on their needs and what they've communicated with me before. But giving yourself that grace, and it's okay. It's okay.
Yes. But instead of bashing ourselves up, because we
Right,
tend to
it's
beat up on ourselves
okay.
about that. It's okay to feel these emotions. That's what I'm taking away today. It's okay to feel what we feel. Just go
Yes.
through it, deal with it, and then release it and move on,
Right.
right?
I like to say, whether you worry or you don't worry, you have to go through it in order to get
Get
through
through
it.
it. So true. Excellent. That's
Right? So
really true.
however you decide you're going to go through it, it's going to happen. Some things are just going to happen. So how are you going to deal with it, to get through it, to go through it?
True. Excellent. CJ, thank you so much. This has been some really power-packed information you've given us today on, honoring our emotions and understanding the things that we really can't control, because we can't control them, but how to
Right.
understand, the process of going through that. So I really appreciate you sharing some tips with us, some information that we can actually really apply to our own lives. I know there's certain things that I can apply, giving myself permission just to feel the emotion that I'm feeling and go through it, accept it, know it wasn't right or wrong, like you said, and just move on. So I want to thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Thank you for having me. Move on and move through. Go through, get through. We really have to go through it to get through it. So whatever you need to do. And I appreciate you having me so we can talk about, I love talking about this, if you can
Awesome. I'm going to
tell.
have you on again.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the show today. I hope you enjoyed the topic and found something that you can apply to your own life. Don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends. And remember, live well daily.